Mad Mars Notebook for August 9th, Dog Days in Podcasting 2025. So today, the morning was taken up by Toastmasters training, club officers training, that is. I was a Zoom host, meaning I was, guiding people to breakout rooms and troubleshooting this and that. That took the whole morning, at least until, 11 a.m., and then I had to run some errands. I'm not sure if I mentioned it before, but I'm taking another role within the district for Toastmasters. I'm the district finance manager, kind of like a treasurer. If it was just a club, we would call it the office of the treasurer, but when it's for the whole district, it's the finance manager, and I'm kind of responsible for guiding the leadership to get a balanced budget and then collect all the receipts and make sure everything stays on track, or at least not go into the red. So not sure how many people have ever worked within kind of a large nonprofit, but Toastmasters, there's a fair amount of financial, I don't know if you want to call it, it's not real regulation like a bank, but the district and every district within Toastmasters gets audited twice a year and has to be, it's got an internal audit, and I know the IRS has some kind of deal with the organization as a whole, because if the IRS had to go and process the tax returns of how many clubs, well, even the district, at the district level, it's how many districts do we have in a worldwide organization? I remember stories from other older Toastmasters than me that do remember when each club had to file a tax return as a nonprofit. That was a pain in the butt for the treasurers, and luckily now, because all the dues kind of roll up in the organization, gets collected by Toastmasters International, and a small portion of that gets paid out to the districts to run the local or at least regional operations. So all the money is tracked and accounted for that way. It makes things, I guess, much easier than it otherwise would have been. But still, a lot of chasing people for receipts. And I'm just starting my term. My term just started in July. And I'm still trying to figure out what has to be handed off to my predecessor, because they haven't officially closed the books yet on the previous fiscal year. Fiscal year that ends June 30th. So, there's a lot of work ahead of me on this, and now I'm really starting to get involved in having to actually do stuff rather than trying to learn how to do this job. But anyway, that's what most of today has been about for me, just the Toastmasters. And so I noticed that DEF CON has been going on this weekend. Excuse me. And I went to DEF CON many years ago, I think 2016, 2017 maybe. And the price increase has increased a lot on the badge. I remember paying, $220 8 or 9 years ago. And when I looked up what a badge costs today, it's $500 for the weekend. And if you've ever been to DEF CON, they're quite averse to making a paper trail. The story I heard about it is that the organizers of DEF CON don't want to give the CIA or FBI a reason to subpoena their books, or any more of a reason to subpoena their books, so they do cash transactions mostly. Although I did see on the page that they do have pre-orders if you want to pay by credit card. But I guess everything on site really is cash. And the cheapest ticket is $500. And that's if you pay cash. If you pay by credit card, you gotta pay the fees on top of that. So, wow, that's really expensive. And for those of you going to Dragon Con, it kind of puts the fee for the Dragon Con badge in perspective, because I think if you were to get a badge right now, it's what, 175? But if you, when I bought my badge for this year, it was a year ago, and I think I only paid either 100 or a little over 100. So it's a pretty good deal, all things considered. Anyway, I think that's enough for today, so I'll talk to you tomorrow.